rim, hopped up in the air, and it dropped in through the net. That's Tilden's fourth point of the ball game. 30-18, Schick's down by a dozen. Wilkes with it front court for the Crusaders. Here's a nice entry feed down to Jolman, and Jolman lost the basketball. DeVries had a nice pass inside, and Jolman, I think, decided he wanted to make a move toward the basket before he had possession of the basketball. You know, kind of like that receiver who starts to run it before he has the football. Checks with the basketball in the front court, pull. Nice bounce pass to the cutter, Newhouse, but he loses the basketball to Biker. Back come the Crusaders. Trent Vector into the front court for Unity. Gets a high screen from Biker. Biker gets the top of the circle, will go down the lane, an 8-foot runner, it's good! So Austin Biker now with 4. Unity Christian 32, Zeeland East 18. 6:10 to play, third quarter. Chicks have been struggling offensively like they have most of the season. Here's Tilden left side for a 3 off the back of the iron. Long rebound comes outside to Steph Nyberg, who just checked into the ball game. Back we go the other way. Biker has a steal. Biker over to Wilkes at the top of the circle, not a Vector. Trent will try a 3 left side, no good. And we got contact, and Jolman's going to get called for a foul. He sent Jake Newhouse flying. That's 3 fouls on Alec Jolma, who is the game's high scorer with 12 points. 5:45 to go in the third. Chicks with the ball, but they've got some work to do. Tilden has the top of the circle against Jolman. Can't shake him. Over to Noah Pohl, right side. Pohl looks down low for Hart. Gets it to Josh. Josh, right of the lane, forces up a 5-footer. It's short. The rebound knocked away and finally controlled by Wilkes. Back comes Unity. Wilkes over to Vector. Down low to Jolman. Jolman jumper right of the lane. No good. Rebound to Tilden. Here comes Ike Tilden the other way. Tilden down the lane. Left-handed scoop shot. It's good! Ike Tilden got the rebound and took it coast to coast. He has 6. Long pass in the front court over to Wilkes. 32-20 Unity. Vector to Biker. Biker left of the lane. Now to Wilkes. Wilkes spins. Steps back. 15-footer swish. Oh, that was pretty. Stepped inside, then stepped outside, and he dropped it in there. And Michael Wilkes has 8. 34-20 Unity. 4:48 to go in the third. Hart with it left side. On the dribble, gives up his dribble now. Outside to Jake Newhouse. Newhouse between the circles, over to Pohl. Unity's gone man-to-man most of the ball game. Seth Nyberg has it right corner, airmails it over to Tilden. Tilden has it taken away. Nick DeVries with the steal. DeVries into the front court. Gives it up to Wilkes in the corner. Can't pull the trigger against Nyberg. Back outside DeVries. Now Biker for a 3 from the top, no good. And the rebound to Nyberg. Here's a long pass in the front court to Tilden. Ike drives left side to the basket. Puts the shot up. No good. Newhouse with the offensive board. Back outside the pole. No one will step into a 3. It barely grazed the rim. And the rebound to DeVries. Midway through the third quarter. Unity with the basketball. They lead 34-20. Wholesale subs way at the scorer's table. DeVries gets a screen from Biker. The Chicks switch on defense. Biker has the top of the circle. Not a Vector. Vector steps just inside the three-point circle. Can't pull the trigger on the shot. Back outside DeVries. DeVries over to Vector. Down low to Jolman. Jolman's got a clear path to the basket. They were fronting Jolman down low. Nice pass over the top, and Jolman had it easy, too. And Mickey Cochran will take time. This is going to be a 60. 3:35 to go in the third. Unity 36, Zeeland East 20. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, WHTC.com. .330 to go in the third. Unity Christian leading at 36-20. Zeeland East with the basketball. Zach Gibbon with it in the corner. As Mickey Cocker has gone back to his bench. Osink is in the ball game right now. Here's a entry pass down low for Osink. The ball tipped away and hits the guy wire above the basket. We're going to get a Unity Christian foul. That's on Trent Vector, the junior guard. East will trigger. 2 team fouls so far in Unity. No fouls yet in the second half against East. Inbounds comes to Kylan Barton. Kylan puts it on the floor. His shot blocked by Vector. Here comes Unity 2-on-1. Vector driving the right side toward the basket. To the hole. Loses control of the basketball. And Pohl's going to get called for a foul. Noah doesn't like the call. The official said he came down on the wrist. So Trent Vector will shoot 2 at the line. He's a junior guard. Unity had a very good guard last year in Timmer, but he did not go out for basketball this year. He signed a national letter of intent to play soccer at Butler University, a D1 in Indianapolis, and the coach there told him, stay off the basketball court this year. Vector splits the pair. 37-20 Unity, 3 minutes to go in the third. Gavin airmails the pass over to Ritzma, left side, now to Paul. Paul just holds the basketball, now puts it on the deck against Wilkes. The chick swinging around the perimeter. Barton has it in the right corner. Now Kylan will come outside. Ritzma has it at the top. Now to Gavin. Down low to Asik. And Asik can't handle the pass. Gets it back, though. Back outside. A three on the way by Gavin. No good. Off the front of the iron and the rebound to Valdir. Wilkes with it in the front court for the Crusaders. 2:34 to go in the third. Vector between the circles. Gets a screen from Nyholt, who just checked in the ball game for Coach Sotsma. Here's a jumper, left side, 15 feet away, and that bell here must be a really good geometry because he banked that one at a nice angle. Studied his angles well there. 39-20 Unity. Here comes Pohl the other way for East. Kicks in the corner to Gavin. He's open for three, no good, and Bell here has the rebound. Chicks are cold. Wilkes ahead to Bikert. Bikert drives the right side. He puts it up and in. Austin Bikert now with six. And Unity's rolling now. 41-20. Paul over to Gavin. Gavin dribbling left to right around the perimeter. Over to Ritzma. Ben Ritzma on the dribble. Gets rid of it to Barton at the top of the circle. Kylan faked the three. Now steps inside. Outside Gavin. Now in the corner to Paul. Paul tries to penetrate. And we got bodies flying everywhere. We got a foul. And Raleigh Madison whistles Austin Bikert on the personal, his first. Josh Hart will check in for East. And looks like Tubergen's going to be going to return for Unity. And also Ben Brinks comes in as well for the Crusaders. Wait a minute, I guess Brinks isn't going to go in. Well, now he does go back in. He'll come in for Wilkes. 1:36 to go in the third, and Unity in control right now. They lead it 41-20. Long inbounds comes out to Zach Gavin. Gavin on the right side. Brinks is on him. Left side. Ritzma for a three, and he nailed it. Ben Ritzma, his second basket. He's got five. 41-23 Unity. 1:20 to go in the third. Veld here gets rid of it to Brinks in the front court. Back outside to Vector, and Vector just holds the basketball. Now puts it on the floor. Vector puts a move on. Comes to the baseline. Back outside to Veld here. Velder's pass tipped away out of bounds. It'll stay Unity basketball. Dan Pohanka checks in for the first time for East, a 5'9 junior. He's in for Gavin. Pohanka, of course, was the quarterback for the East football team last fall. Pohanka. Here's a three-pointer on the way, and it's good by Ben Tubergen. And the Unity fans love it. 44-23 Crusaders, 53 seconds to go in the third. Hole with it, left side for the Chicks. Outside to Ritzma. He'll try another three. This one's no good. Long rebound. Bohanka taps it out and controlled by Pohl. Pohl underneath Hart, and a Hart with a nice reverse layup. Josh Hart with six. 44-25, down to 30 seconds to go. Vector brings it up against Pohanka, and Scott Sosma is going to take a timeout here for Unity. It's going to be a 30. We'll keep it right here. 30 seconds to go in the third. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Choose from a variety of combinations, just $7.99, starting at 4 p.m. Got a lot of sports action for you this weekend on our family of stations. We will have all four NFL playoff games, starting with a doubleheader at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, but along with another doubleheader on Sunday at 12:30. Meanwhile, on our sister station, 92.7 The Man, tomorrow, it is the 186th renewal of the rivalry. Hope College, Calvin College from Van Nord Arena in Grand Rapids. Join Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince for the call beginning at 2:40 tomorrow on the Lake Shores, 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Unity to inbound it. Trent Vector has it near half court, down to 25 seconds, and Unity looks like they're going to play for Warren. Vector on the dribble, leaves it outside for Nick DeVries.
Ike Tilden closes in on DeVries. We're under 15 seconds now. Vector has it now down to 10. Bohanka is on him. Vector on the left side now. Quentin Drake down the lane. A little finger roll off the front of the rim. No good. And we're going to get a Unity foul. That's going to be on Veld here with 4.6 seconds left. So East will get an opportunity here for one more shot. Pressure put on by Unity. Long inbounds comes to Hart. Back to Musin. Musin's long pass comes to Tilden, and Tilden got knocked hard to the deck that time by Brinks right as the buzzer sounded, and Brinks is in some degree of discomfort. He hit the floor hard with his front. It's a non-shooting foul, so we're not going to have any free throws. Tilden is up on his feet. He's in a little bit of pain, but he's okay. End of the third quarter here at Zeeland East. It is Unity 44, Zeeland East 25. Back after the 60-second break, you're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and streaming online at WHTC.com. Fourth quarter action underway here at Zeeland. There's a pass underneath to Michael Wilkes, and he puts it in. Nice feed that time by Ben Van Tubergen. And Wilkes is in double figures with 10. 46-25 Unity. Christian Crusaders firmly in control here. Chicks with it in the front court, working right to left. Bohanka in the right corner. He'll launch a three. No good. It's off the front of the iron. Brinks had the rebound. Could not hang on to it. It goes out of bounds, and it'll stay East basketball. Our next high school basketball broadcast will be Tuesday night, and it'll be the OK Green Conference opener between Holland Christian and Zeeland West at the home of the Ducks. Our broadcast coverage begins at 6:40 on WHTC and WHTC.com. Bohanka with it, right foul line extended. Can't pull the trigger on the three. Puts it on the floor, leaves it outside for Corey Musin. Musin to Ike Tilden. Tilden spinning, kicks it off in the corner to Bohanka. Bohanka airmails it across to Musin, back outside Ritzma. Ritzma down the lane, pass intended for Hart, but tipped away out of bounds by DeVries, out of bounds. Unity very active on the defensive end. 7:05 to play. Ritzma gets the inbounds into Hart. Outside to Bohanka, back outside to Ritzma. Ben will go along the baseline, kicks it in the corner to Tilden. Tilden drives inside, puts up an 8-footer, no good. And the rebound to Tubergen. Bell here in the front court with it for the Crusaders. Bell here working against Bohanka on the right side. Comes back outside. With it now on the left side is Nick DeVries. DeVries, the senior guard. DeVries puts a move on Tilden. Goes to the baseline, cut off, back outside to Wilkes. Wilkes, cross-court to Velhier. Velhier drives around Ritzma. As Ritzma fell down, driving to the hole, putting it in is Velhier, but he's going to get called for an offensive foul, and I think it was Bohanka that took the charge. That's three fouls on Velhier. Vandegooch will come into the ball game for Unity. Velhier will check out. 6:26 remaining. Noah Pohl's back in the ball game for East, and he's got the basketball. 46-25 Unity. The Crusaders have led all the way. It was tied once at 7. Here's a tip away by Brinks, and Ritzma went down awkwardly. Hopefully he's okay. And Ben pops up. He's okay. But he and Brinks were both going for the basketball, and that was kind of an awkward landing for the sophomore. Unity with the basketball after the turnover. With it is Nick DeVries. DeVries working in the front court against Pohl. DeVries bounce pass left side. Here's a 15-footer on the way. No good by Vandegooch. The rebound to Tubergen. Unity will reset. DeVries with it. Over to Tubergen. Tubergen back outside to DeVries. DeVries drives the lane. He's cut off. Has to find somebody to pass off to. He does so. Here's a shot blocked by Pohl, and the ball bounces like a pinball, and Unity gets it back. Wilkes has it on the baseline. Puts up a 10-footer, and he got it. Michael Wilkes with a dozen. Unity 48, Zeeland East 25. 5:35 to go in the contest. Pohl over to Tilden, right side. Ike puts it on the floor, drives the basket, puts it up. No good, too strong. Wilkes with the rebound. Wilkes ahead to DeVries. Now, East just continuing to struggle offensively. DeVries loses the basketball, and we're going to get a Unity timeout before he loses possession. 5:16 to go, and it's going to be a 30. We'll take a 30 right here, Lindsay. 5:16 to go, 48-25 Unity Christian. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Unity will have the basketball in front of the scorer's table. Inbounds pass comes to Trent Vector. Zach Devin has come in the ballgame. Also, Devin Butler for the Chicks. With it on the baseline is Tuberg, and he puts up a 15-footer. No good. Long rebound chased down by Ritzma. And Tuberg reached in and knocked it off of Ritzma's thigh out of bounds, and Unity will get it back. Checking in is Jeff Snickers for Unity. He's a junior, and yep, he's part of the Snickers family. Saw Carey here a little while ago. With it on the right side is Vector. Ball knocked away out of bounds, and it'll stay Unity basketball. Vector slaps the basketball on the baseline, gets it into Tuberg, and he puts up a 12-footer right side. No good. Devin Butler has the rebound for Zeeland East. Under 5 minutes to play. Gavin into the front court to Butler. In the corner to Ritzma. Ben slash along the right side. Loses his footing. And we got a whistle. That's going to go on Trent Vector. And that puts Unity over the limit with its seventh team foul. So Ben Ritzma will shoot a 1-1 with 4:44 to play. Alec Jolman comes in for Unity, replacing Tubergen. Corey Mustin is going to come in, and who's he in for? I think he's in for Hart. Zeeland East opens OK Black Conference play next Tuesday at home against Mona Shores. First free throw good for Ritzma. Unity, meanwhile, will travel to the Dome on Tuesday to open OK Green Conference play against Holland High, the Dutch, who are 4-0 to start the season. They play Northview tomorrow. They were supposed to play tonight, but apparently that game got postponed because of the foggy conditions out there, so they'll play tomorrow. Ritzma splits the pair, 48-27 Unity, 4:38 to play, and Vector threw a long pass to no one in particular. I think he threw it to the official scorer for Unity. The problem is he wasn't wearing a blue and silver uniform. Burton right side, he'll launch a three. Off the back of the iron, no. Snickers with the rebound for Unity. Outlet to Vector. Dakota Vandegooch brings it up for the Crusaders. Gavin double teams with Ritzma and Vandegooch. Now Vector with it. Vector dribbles toward the top of the circle. Gets rid of it to Vandegooch. Vandegooch left side to Austin Biker. Puts it an 8-footer, no good. Rebound batted around, and Ritzma clears it. Ben Ritzma. Over to Zach Yevon, left side in the front court, outside to Ritzma. Now to Corey Mewson. Mewson, bounce pass right side to Barton. Barton has had a quiet night tonight, only one field goal, that a triple. Butler slashes along the baseline, puts the shot up, and got nowhere near the basket, but the Chicks still control it. Barton has it, turnaround jumper from 12, and no good. Rebound batted back out to Yevon. Yevon to Mewson, outside Ritzma. Ben will try a three, no good. Jolman has the rebound, and Kylan Barton was, Devin Butler was over the back of Jolman. Only the second team foul of the half against the Chicks, but right now with the score being a 21-point difference, that's of little consequence. Brinks returns for Unity, replacing Jolman. Pressure put on in the backcourt by East, and they'll pull it back. Newhouse is back in the ballgame for the Chicks. Oh, no, now they double Vector in the backcourt. Long pass in the front court. Jolman ahead of the pack. Over to Brinks, and Brinks has to leave it for Vector. Trent Vector on the dribble. Goes toward the right baseline. He's cut off by Mewson. Pass underneath. Snickers goes up, and he's fouled. Nice feed to Snickers, and Jeff Snickers will go to the line to shoot two. He's a junior, 6 foot tall. Wearing number 30, which is a familiar number for a lot of the members of the Snickers family. Free throw, no good off the bat. Trevor Nyholt comes in for Unity, and Jolman will sit down, and I presume he's done for the night. Jolman will exit with 14 points. Snickers will have one more. He fires and got that one. Vector will check out of the ballgame. Kubergen comes in. 3:16 remaining, 49-27 Unity. In the front court with it is Musin, outside to Newhouse, now to Butler. Devin Butler on the dribble, now sees an opening, drives left side to the basket, and he puts it up and in. So Butler gets his first basket in the ballgame. Under 3 minutes left, Unity 49-29. Double teamed in the front court is Vandegoosh. He gets rid of it to Tubergen. Tubergen bounce pass over to Snickers. Now to Brinks, turnaround jumper off the back, no good. Snickers with the offensive board, loses it. Back outside, Tubergen has it. Tubergen leaves it for Vandegoosh. Vandegoosh on the dribble between the circles. Now Tubergen with the left side. Tubergen's pass intercepted by Musin. Back we go the other way. East with it. Gavin ahead to Newhouse, and Newhouse has it taken away. Back comes Vandegoosh. And Vandegoosh loses possession. Nice hustle play that time. That was Gavin, I believe, on the deck. Yep, that's Zach Gavin. He took it away. And unfortunately for him, he landed on the sideline, and it's going to be Unity getting the basketball back. 2 minutes, 18 seconds to play. Bounce pass. Inbounds comes to Vandegoosh. Vandegoosh being guarded by Newhouse, and I think Vandegoosh went over and back inadvertently. He caught the ball right near half court, and he actually, with his pivot foot, actually went in the back court, and that led to the over and back call, and had to turn over. Checks with it, just over 2 minutes left. Seth Nyberg with it on the right side, back outside to Muse, and now to Gavin. Butler has it on the left side, dribbles, comes back outside to Gavin. Gavin drives toward the basket, contact, and Tubergen's going to get whistled for a foul. And we're going to have some free throws. 1:58 to play. Join us for the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show after this one's over, and we'll also do our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game. You'll have an opportunity to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill. Free throw no good, and the rebound to Ben Brinks for Unity. 1 minute, 53 seconds to play. Unity's going to go to 4-2 on the season. East will drop to 1-5 with the loss. Vandegoosh with it in the front court, drives the left side on Newhouse, now comes back out. Over to Tubergen. Tubergen, pull-up jumper from 15. No good. Long rebound. Goes out of bounds. And what do we got? It's going to be East basketball. Hasek will come in for the Chicks. And he'll come in for, looks like Butler is going to check out of the ball game. He will. 96 seconds to play in this one. Gavin comes into the front court for the Chicks, gives it up to Nyberg, not a Newhouse. Newhouse drives the left side into a crowd of three Unity players, and one of them's going to get whistled for a foul, and that one would be Trevor Nyholt. Team foul number 9 on Unity. Newhouse will shoot at 1-1. Jake Newhouse, a senior, 6'2". First free throw, swish. 9 different players have scored for the Chicks tonight, but no one has scored more than 6. Newhouse gets ready for his second. Fires in and out, no good, and Tubergen has the rebound for the Crusaders. 1:25 to go, 49-30 Unity. Nyberg near, oh, look out. Dan Tubergen lost the basketball momentarily, but got it back as he went crashing to the deck. Here's a pass inside to Brinks from Nyholt, and Brinks got fouled. Foul's going to be on Zach Gavin. Ben Brinks, a 6'7 senior, will go to the line. He'll shoot two. First free throw, good. That gets them to the 50 mark. One more for Brinks, and that one's good. Unity 51, Zealand East 30, 1:10 to play. Gebbin in the front court. Bounce pass right side to Newhouse. Newhouse puts it on the floor. Drives the lane. Draws a couple of guys. Kicks it back out to Gebbin. Now to Nyberg. Top of the circle. Seth will drive. Back outside Newhouse. Newhouse over to Gebbin on the baseline. Zach will dribble it back out. We're under 50 seconds left. Now Corey Musin has it between the circles. Newhouse, bounce pass down low to Osing. Osing turns, puts it up off the window, too strong. Rebound battle for underneath, and Osing had the board, and he got fouled. And Ben Brinks is going to get called for the foul. This is going to be a two-shot foul regardless. That's the 10th team foul on Unity this half. So Adam Osing, who has a couple of free throws tonight, will shoot two. First free throw, the front, the back, and it rolls off the front of the rim. No good. Osing crouches, fires the second one. That one has nothing but net. That's his third point. 51-31. Pressure put out in the backcourt. And here's a steal. And Nyberg with a nice move. But missed the layup. Put back by Gebbin. No good. Ball loose on the floor. Comes outside to Musin. To Newhouse. Newhouse underneath. Puts it up. No good. But he's fouled. Chicks had a couple of opportunities. A great play by Seth Nyberg to intercept the pass. But he couldn't finish at the basket. And he's just shaking his head right now. He's, I can't believe I missed that. Newhouse will shoot two. Following the foul on Trevor Nyholt. First free throw rims in and out. No good. So Newhouse will have one more. Second one on the way. And that's good. 51-32. Chicks will press here with 29 seconds left. To Bergen. Gets the inbounds into Nyholt. Nyholt double team. Back to Vandegooch. Vandegooch will work his way up court. They got to try to beat the 10-second clock here. Here's Nyholt ahead to Bergen. Down to 18 seconds. Unity should be able to run the clock out. Here's Vandegooch with it. Down to 12. Vandegooch double team. Vandegooch gets rid of it to Snickers. Over to Brinks, down to 5 seconds. Brinks with a 12-footer, it's good! And that is going to do it. And the Unity Christian Crusaders will head into OK Green Conference play with a 4-2 record after a 53-32 victory tonight over the Zeeland East Chicks. It was 13-9 after one quarter, 26-16 at the half, Unity. Then it was 44-25 at the end of three, and then the final 53-32 with Unity getting the victory. Zeeland East drops to 1-5 on the season. The two longtime coaches, Mickey Cochran and Scott Sosma, shake hands, exchange a few pleasantries. These two guys have known each other for many, many years and have battled against each other quite a few times. And tonight, Coach Sosma and the Crusaders got the win tonight. When we come back, we will have our Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital post-game show. Let's take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Highlands hometown station, and WHTC.com. You can make the winning play. You can take home the goal, but it doesn't mean a thing without good sportsmanship. These games don't exist without the foundation of good sportsmanship to teach lifetime lessons. So remember, nothing beats good sportsmanship. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations on Midwest Communications. Welcome to the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital post-game show. Greg Chandler with you from Zeeland East High School, where Unity Christian beat the Chicks tonight by a score of 53-32, and Unity really had control of the game from the outset. It was tied once at 7-7 in the first quarter, but then Unity ran off 6 unanswered points to take a 13-7 lead, and then the Crusaders stretched the lead out from there. It was 26-16 at the break. Then in the third, they outscored the Chicks 18-9, and Unity just defensively pretty much had its way with Zeeland East, and on offense as well, they were able to get the ball down deep to Alec Jolman as he caused a lot of problems for the Zeeland East defense tonight as the Crusaders go on to the victory. Unity now 4-2 on the season. They start OK Green Conference play against Holland High next Tuesday at the Dutch Dome, while Zeeland East falls to 1-5. The Chicks begin OK Black action next Tuesday at home against the Sailors of Muskegon Mona Shores.
When we come back, we'll go over the scoring in the contest, but let's take one final two-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show. 53-32, Unity Christian wins it tonight over Zealand East as they sweep the doubleheader tonight in the varsity girls contest. Earlier, it was Unity 55 and Zealand East 25 as Caroline Postman, Aubrey Skirby got 13 each for the Crusaders. Danielle Schutte had 8 for the Chicks in a losing cause. Taking a look at the scoring for Unity Christian, which is now 4-2 on the season. They were led by their senior center, Alec Jolman, who had 14 points. He had 10 of them in the first half, and he was really a dominant force on the inside tonight. He had 7 field goals in the contest. Michael Wilkes, who came in averaging 22 a ball game, had his lowest scoring output of the season, but quite frankly, Unity didn't need much of his scoring tonight. Wilkes ended up with 5 field goals and a couple of free throws for 12 points. 6 points for Austin Bykirk on 3 baskets. Ben Brinks had a couple of baskets. I checked out 3 baskets, rather. He ended up with 6 points. Matt Veld here had a couple of baskets and a couple of free throws for 6 points. Trent Vector. Travis is a soccer player for Calvin. That's his brother. Two baskets and a free throw for Trent Vector tonight. He had 5 points. Ben Tubergen had a 3-point basket for 3 points. And Jeff Snickers had a free throw for a single point. Nick DeVries, Dakota Vandegooch, and Trevor Nyholt did not score for Unity, adding up to a total of 53 points. For Zealand East, Ben Ritzman was the highest scorer. He had a 3-point basket, a 2-point basket, and a couple of free throws. He ended up with 7 points tonight. Ike Tilden had a couple of baskets and a couple of free throws for 6. Josh Hart, a couple of baskets and a couple of free throws for 6 points. Kylan Barton, who came in as the leading scorer for the Chicks, held to 1 field goal. That was a 3-pointer, and Unity did a pretty good job of defending him. He had just 3 points tonight. Adam Osick had 3 free throws for 3 points. Jake Newhouse, a couple of free throws for 2 points. Devin Butler, 1 basket for 2 points. Zach Gevin, a basket for 2 points. I checked that. Noah Pohl had a basket for 2 points. Zach Gevin had a free throw for a single point. Seth Nyberg did not score. Corey Musin did not score. And Dan Pohanka did not score. And that adds up to 32 points for the Chicks of Zealand East High School. Now, East will open up OK Black Conference action on Tuesday against the Sailors of Muskegon Mona Shores at home, while Unity Christian will travel over to the Dutch Dome to play Holland High in the OK Green Conference opener for both of these teams. Our next high school basketball broadcast will be coming up on Tuesday. We'll be at Zealand West as the Ducks open OK Green Conference action against the Holland Christian Maroons. Our broadcast coverage begins at 6:40 on WHDC and WHDC.com. We've got a lot of sports activity for you this weekend. On WHDC, we've got NFL action. We're going to have all 4 divisional round games for you starting tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock as the New Orleans Saints play the Seattle Seahawks at Safeco Field. That's when our Westwood 1 coverage begins, and then after that, we'll switch you out to New England for the game between the New England Patriots and the Indianapolis Colts. Coming up on Sunday, we'll have the game at 1 o'clock at Carolina between the San Francisco 49ers and the Carolina Panthers, and that will be followed by the AFC divisional game at Mile High Stadium with the Denver Broncos taking on the San Diego Chargers. We have Detroit Red Wings hockey for you tomorrow night after the playoff football action as the Red Wings take on the Los Angeles Kings out on the West Coast. Our broadcast coverage will begin immediately after the conclusion of those NFL playoff games. And we cannot go off the air without mentioning Hope College basketball tomorrow on 92.7 The Man, the 186th renewal of the rivalry. Hope College, Calvin College from Van Nord Arena in Grand Rapids, and Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince will be there tomorrow afternoon. Broadcast coverage begins at 2:40, tip-off 3 o'clock, as the Dutchmen and the Knights get it on over at Van Nord Arena in Grand Rapids. I'd like to thank a lot of folks who made our broadcast possible tonight. Actually, before we get to our thank yous, we got to do our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game.
We're going to give it to Alec Jolman of Unity Christian. He was kind of the dominant force on the inside tonight for Unity, as he had 7 field goals and ended up with a game-high 14 points. So Alec Jolman of Unity is our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game. Right now, I'll be the first player to text PLAYER to 80373 to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill. Great food, good times out on South Washington Avenue on Holland South Side. Many thanks to a lot of folks who made our broadcast possible tonight. Thanks to Tim Ritzma and Pat DeWitt and all the crew here at Zeeland East for their hospitality. Also, many thanks to the legendary Lindsay Michaels back at the studio for turning the dials tonight. And also, our many thanks to our business partners who support our high school basketball broadcast. If you listen to our broadcast and you heard one of the commercials in the game, make sure you pay a visit to one of our advertisers and thank them for their support of local high school sports. Again, Zeeland West Holland Christian on Tuesday night from the home of the Ducks, beginning at 6:40 right here on WHDC and WHDC.com. That's going to do it here from Zeeland East High School. I'm Greg Chandler saying so long. Our final score tonight, the Unity Christian Crusaders 53, the Zeeland East Chicks 32.
You've been listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. High school hoops are a service of the Windmill Restaurant, Frisk Office Outfitters, Randy's Carpet Care, Western Brook Outdoor Power, Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill, and Meyer. Our broadcast was also brought to you by Maple View Animal Hospital, Shoreline Orthopedics, Crown Motors, Jackie's Place Restaurant, Reliable Sport, and Taylor Rental. Also bringing you tonight's game were Barber Ford, Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital, Russ's Restaurants, South Shore Laundry, and ZR Graphics. High school basketball is a presentation of 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown sports station.